This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Anthony DiTono, the CEO of Tenax Therapeutics, a specialty pharmaceutical company focused on identifying, developing, and commercializing products that address cardiovascular and pulmonary diseases with high unmet medical needs. And Mr. DiTono, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's my pleasure. Looking forward to speaking with you.
And I am as well looking forward to hearing all the details. So tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, and how did you get interested in the healthcare and pharmaceutical industry? Let's start there today.
Well, I've been in the pharmaceutical industry for, you know, over three decades. I spent some part of my early career in working in big pharma. And I guess the important part of that is in big pharma, you really get a terrific overview of how drug development works from inception in a medicinal chemistry lab all the way through manufacturing, clinical trials, and then ultimately in commercialization. And then in just around 89, I moved from the Philadelphia area out to California and got involved in what was a nascent spec pharma segment of the pharmaceutical industry in a startup company, and I've been involved in four or five startups since. I joined 10X as a director in 2011 and as CEO in the middle of 2018. So I've been around the industry for a long time. I've been around the 10X family and company for quite a while as well.
Certainly do appreciate your sharing some of your background with us, and that is most helpful as we continue on here today. Now, looking at Tenax Therapeutics, what products are currently in the pipeline that we should be aware of?
So we're pursuing a drug called levosimendan. Levosimendan is a product that's actually on the market in 60 other countries except the United States. It's been the subject of well over 1,000 citations in the medical literature. It's a very unique compound that is used in heart failure. We're pursuing it in a very specific form of heart failure, and it's kind of a mouthful, but we can make an acronym out of it. But it's pulmonary hypertension. That's high blood pressure in your pulmonary arterial system in patients who have heart failure, but still have a preserved ejection fraction. Again, a mouthful. We can condense it down to PH-HFpEF. And PH-HFpEF manifests in patients in that their, like I said, their blood pressure in their cardiopulmonary systems is high, and left untreated, this can result in patients having a reduced ejection fraction, and patients with reduced ejection fraction have a very poor outcome. Morbidity and mortality, five-year mortality is very high. So treating these patients with levosimendan, which has a unique mechanism of action, it actually works on both the left side of the heart and the right side of the heart. It helps the heart beat more productively and efficiently, and it also opens the vessels throughout the cardiopulmonary system to allow more blood to flow through the arteries and veins.
Also, Mr. DiTono, get into or tell us more about Tenax's HELP study. Get into some of those details, if you would.
So HELP was an intriguing study from several standpoints. It's actually one of the first studies that actually looked at hemodynamics in PH-HFpEF rigorously. So this was a multi-centered, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. We enrolled patients that had high arterial pressures, that had high pulmonary capillary wedge pressures, patients that were classified under the New York Heart Association as either class 2B or 3, but had a ejection fraction of greater than 40%. One of the unique things about the trial is we put an enrichment phase on the beginning of it. So patients who met the primary entrance criteria, elevated arterial pressures, et cetera, that I just mentioned, they came into the hospital, and they were evaluated in a cardiac cath lab. And essentially, this involves introducing catheters directly into the heart, and then the patient's measurements were measured at rest while they were just lying down. When they put their feet up into the stirrups of a bicycle, an ergometer, and then as they were exercising. So we had three measures of stress direct visualization via the catheterization. And then those patients were all hospitalized for the night and given a 24-hour infusion of levosimendan. At the end of the 24 hours, the very next day, they had a second right heart catheterization in exactly the same way that we did it in the first catheterization. Their measurements were taken at rest, legs up, and then at exercise. And only patients who showed a pre-specified reduction in pulmonary capillary wedge pressure were then randomized into the double-blind placebo-controlled part of the study. So 36 patients were evaluated then for the next 5 weeks. For the next 5 weeks, we sent a home health team into the patient's home to give another 24-hour infusion of levosimendan. At the end of the six-week trial, all patients came back into the cath lab, had a third right heart catheterization, and the primary endpoint of the trial was the change in wedge pressure at the last right heart catheterization compared to the very first one. And then there were other endpoints as well. For instance, one of the things that's very important in these pulmonary hypertension heart failure trials is how far a patient can walk in 6 minutes. We also evaluated 6-minute walk tests, but in a nutshell, that was the HELP trial.
Mr. DeTono, really do appreciate all the information shared here today. It certainly helps us to understand the impact that 10X Therapeutics is having in this space. Now, you mentioned a few times levosimendan a couple of times earlier. Tell us or take it further and talk a little bit more about levosimendan. That would be greatly appreciated.
So levosimendan is not a classic ionotrope, but its mechanism of action, it's a calcium. It works in calcium channels in the heart, and calcium is the substance that helps the heart beat more efficiently. So a heartbeat actually has two components. One component is to push blood out, and another component is to relax so it can accept a full volume of blood. And only when the heart, you know, fully contracts and fully relaxes is it working at peak efficiency. The other aspect of levosimendan that's unique is that it also works in potassium channels. And potassium is important in the cardiovascular system in as much as it relaxes the arteries and veins and allows them to dilate so that more blood can go through. If you think of a hose, and if the hose is constricted at all, you know, a kink in the hose or something like that, obviously water can't travel through the hose as efficiently as it should. If the hose has a fully, you know, dilated lumen, then you've got maximal amount of water that's traveling through the hose, Same thing in the arteries and in the venous circulation. You've got a unique mechanism of action that helps the heart beat more efficiently and also helps the heart push blood through veins and arteries that are more patent.
Again, this has been quite informative and really do appreciate what you're doing through TINAX Therapeutics, and I'm sure listeners are appreciative as well. Before you go, any conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Sure. So we talked about the HELP trial, but obviously the results of the HELP trial are probably the most important takeaway. And what we saw there was a statistically significant improvement in patients' ability to do the six-minute walk test. And essentially what the result was, we saw a net improvement of 30 meters. So patients that were in the levosimendan group as compared to patients that were in the placebo group, there was a net overall improvement of 30 meters, and that was statistically significant. And likewise, when we measured the hemodynamics, when we looked at hemodynamics in total, meaning when we combine the resting hemodynamics, the legs up hemodynamics, and the exercise hemodynamics compared to placebo over that first 24-hour period, we saw yet another statistically significant improvement. So, you know, this way, and I guess as importantly, we didn't see any safety concerns in the trial. AEs were few and limited to the known side effects of the drug. There were, you know, no serious adverse events, no arrhythmic concerns. So a very positive outcome from a very stringent and innovative trial. And it's the basis of the success in phase two that will move us forward now into phase three, which will be a registration trial, which if successful would obviously lead to commercialization in the United States and Canada.
Mr. DeTona, if listeners wanted to get more information online on TINAX Therapeutics, where's the best place online to get further information?
You could look at our website. We have a website that's up there. It's TINAX Therapeutics. Our stock symbol is TENX. There's always our latest information flows through press releases that we make vis-a-vis the NASDAQ listing. But obviously our website and any of the financial services that you use for stock information.
And that works just fine, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Mr. DeTona, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to share the story.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Anthony DeTona, the CEO of TINAX Therapeutics, a specialty pharmaceutical company focused on identifying, developing, and commercializing products that address cardiovascular and pulmonary diseases with high unmet medical needs. And for all the details, visit TINAXTherapeutics.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.